Here are today's top stories. IPRA released video of the shooting of 18-year-old Paul O'Neill. It's from several body cameras of officers involved in the South Shore incident. You can see the video on WGNRadio.com. Protesters stormed a police press conference today, and several IPRA critics are blasting the review authority for showing the video at all. Although the decision is getting high marks from reformers just based on the immediate release as opposed to 300-plus days. The lawyer of the O'Neill family questions the video released and believes there's more to be seen. Of course, the officer who shot O'Neill, his body camera was not working. A protest is being scheduled for Sunday afternoon, Millennium Park. If this case shows anything, it shows that not every police shooting is black and white. Not every police officer is corrupt, and not every criminal deserves to die. Today is a gray day in Chicago. CPS laid off 1,000 staff today, including 500 teachers. A CPS spokesperson says this is normal and that the 500 teachers can reapply for open positions. And you wonder why nobody wants to be a teacher. Normal? Gee, every summer you're fired? That's normal? The teachers union said this is bad practice and hurts students. Normal. Maybe if I say the word normal enough, we'll lose the meaning. Normal, 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 normal. Jeez, a new jobs report says that the country is in recovery. What's it mean? Well, it depends on which blog you read. If you bookmark Mother Jones, Obama's the best president ever. If you look at Breitbart, Obama's a Muslim, so take your pick. This is interesting. The country's one step closer to using genetically modified mosquitoes to take on the Zika virus. Something tells me this is going to backfire. The Zika mosquitoes will convince the robot mosquitoes to turn on us. It's going to be Mosquito Braveheart. You just watch. Right out of a science fiction storyline, the melting ice in Greenland may expose a once-buried military base with a possible nuclear reactor. Either this is global warming or the next sequel for Austin Powers.
It's melting, baby. Yeah. There you are. I'm looking for you. Yeah, baby. Cheeky, baby.
Great America. I've been waiting to do my Austin Powers. It's something that I've had. I have that on my resume, so when I get rehired as a teacher, I've got that as one of my skill sets. Great America is going to test out a new nationwide feature on the Demon roller coaster next weekend. Virtual reality. Yep, you wear virtual reality goggles while riding the roller coaster. Where are we as a people where a roller coaster is just not enough of a thrill ride? Like, throw some virtual reality on a pontoon boat. You know, there I see how virtual reality can work. But a roller coaster? I'm worried. I'm worried about us. Jeez. A decision was delayed on whether the Wicker Park nightclub, the Double Door, will be closed. They're being evicted by the landlord, who really wants to give the neighborhood what it deserves, another bank. So this decision means you have more time to not go to the Double Door.
I love Double Door. Haven't been there in years.
In weather, it's hot, but I think it's going to be okay this weekend, I think. Again, I don't look at forecasts. I just feel it. I feel it in my bones. In sports, the Bears' injury report continues to roll as Kevin White was given the day off. Okay. And a backup tight end was hospitalized with a bruised lung. It's practice, guys. Maybe you fell on the football. Remember when you were a kid and you'd fall on the football? Ugh. In baseball, the Cubs are in Oakland tonight. John Lester takes the mound. The White Sox host the Orioles. Jose Abreu hit a home run last night. Actually, the first in 33 games. Jeez, there you go. If you're looking for why the White Sox aren't so good. The Olympics start tonight, so get ready for a month of semi-appointment TV. I guess I'll watch this. Assuming that Rio is ready to roll, it'll be fun to watch how the U.S. team does in swimming, gymnastics, and basketball. Indoor volleyball, though, man, that's my jam. They have a strong shot to do very well in the games with someone saying that they could be the top medal collector. They could take those medals and barter for Evian and bug spray. So it works out. I feel bad for, like, the Portuguese. No medals, you just go straight to the hospital. You're just out. You got to drink straight from the sewer. And finally tonight, the DC comic movie Suicide Squad is in theaters, and it's likely to win the weekend despite pretty bad reviews. I could have told you this was going to happen. Sorry, but no Will Smith movie does well without a Will Smith rap on the soundtrack.
A Suicide Squad. We'll bring you to the Suicide Squad. We're going to go downtown.
You know it's true, right? It's a big mistake. You got to have a Will Smith rap. That's the carryout for August 5th, 2016. It's Friday, so we got a special pizza for the Olympics. Who doesn't love Brazilian mosquito pizza? Mmm. Ouch.